All right, let's get started. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. So today, what I wanted to talk about is titled, How Do I Know That I'm Saved? Ephesians 2:8-9 says, It is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast. So it don't matter how good a person you are. It don't matter if you volunteer at the homeless shelter every Saturday for 12 hours a day. You can't earn your way into heaven, is what that verse is telling us. It's not by works. You are saved by grace through your faith in Jesus. You know, we all know the story about when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the two criminals were hanging there with him. Talks about that in Luke 23:42. And the one criminal looked over at Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You know, by that time, Jesus was famous for doing miracles. But notice the man didn't ask Jesus to stop his pain, although he would have been in terrible pain. He didn't ask Jesus to save him from death either. He said, Jesus, remember me. Why? Because he knew his deepest need was salvation from sin and to have a home in heaven. And he believed Jesus could provide it. So there's that faith. He believed Jesus could provide it. So also in Acts 16:31, it says, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. It doesn't say might. It says that you will be saved. So, you know, how do you know for sure that you're saved from sin? How do you know you're going to heaven when you die? How can you be certain? How can you eliminate the doubt? Your assurance of salvation doesn't come from what you do. Remember, I talked about that. You can be the best person in the world, but you can't earn your way in there. Not that we all shouldn't live a life that is a good life, that takes care of people, that does the things we should do. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you can do all that, and that's not your ticket into heaven. Your assurance of salvation does not come from what you do, because you can't earn your salvation. It's not from your feelings, because feelings come and go. So what can you do to make sure of your salvation? The promise of God's word. If God says it, that settles it, because God cannot lie. You can trust the promise of God's word. You can rest in it. Remember Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. Jesus replied to the criminal hanging on the cross and said, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. Our assurance of salvation is the same. God promises that we will be in heaven with him one day if we are saved and we believe and we put faith and trust in Jesus to save us, and we believe we're saved. I hope everybody on this call has made that decision to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I pray that everybody on this call is saved, and that you can rest assured that there's a lot of uncertainty in this world, but you can be certain of one thing: what God says is true. And if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus and you're saved, you know where your eternal home is, and that's in heaven with him. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. Thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for your assurances, for your truth, and just for the fact that you can't lie, and that everything you say is absolutely true. And you tell us that, God, that we can be saved, and that we can spend eternity with you, and we can be forgiven of the things that we do wrong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for letting us have this call, God. It's just it's refreshing each day to take a pause and just focus on you for a few moments. Thank you. Love you so much. Just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody have a great day.